As far as the baptism itself is concerned, we look upon it as a symbol. We call a sacrament a visible sign of an inward grace. And by a child being baptized, that child is made a part of the family of God. And by being baptized here, she's made a part of this church family. Water, of course, is a symbol of cleansing. And as Sophie's dad said, Jesus was baptized with water in the River Jordan. Mm-hmm. And so we baptize Sophie with water, probably from the St. Lawrence, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it's all the same thing. And we use certain words. We baptize her in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. The congregation makes promises. The parents make promises. Mm-hmm. And the parents also make a promise in the name of Sophie. Mm-hmm. And at a later date, Sophie may choose to renew these promises herself in front of the congregation, probably when she's around 12 or 13. Mm-hmm. We have that sort of thing that happens. Mm-hmm. And that's very important. Pasha, Sophie's little brother, yes. He was baptized in the Russian Orthodox Church. Yes. He does not get baptized again. If he decides at some point he wants to be a member of the Presbyterian Church, he just affirms his faith. We don't go through the water a second time, because that's once. You're baptized only once. Anybody who's baptized in the name of Jesus Christ is a Christian, as far as we're concerned. And we're just one branch of Christianity. Mm-hmm. What I like about our baptism, it's part of a regular Sunday worship, mm-hmm. so that all the members of the congregation do get to see the baby being baptized. And I think that's really important. It reinforces the idea of family.
To the ceremony, I saw the parents, the mm-hmm. child, sure. But it were...
There were other people?
Other people.
Okay. There were sponsors. We don't have godparents in the Presbyterian Church, but a lot of other churches do. So if parents want to have sponsors, we permit it in this church.
What is that mean,
sponsor? It's just somebody who comes up and says, I will help with the Christian education of your child. It's ceremonial now. In the old days, it used to be serious, because in the old days, often, parents would die young,
yes.
and then the godparents would be expected to kind of take over. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, as you said, it's just ceremonial, and it's a nice gesture of friendship between the two families. Mm-hmm. And then the lady who presented Sophie, she was our clerk of session. In the Presbyterian Church, we have a governing body here in the church known as the Kirk Session, mm-hmm. and Gina Farnell is the clerk, that's like the head of the session. And whenever a baby is baptized, or an adult, whenever anybody is baptized, the church session has to agree to baptize this baby. So if Hal had said, well, I want my baby baptized, and the session said, not in this church, then it wouldn't happen. But in actual fact, there's no reason why the session would ever say no to having a baby baptized. But when Gina presents, Madame Farnell presents the baby, that's kind of giving the seal of approval of the session on this baptism. It's saying, yes, we agree with this baptism. We think it is good for this child to be baptized in this church.
And right now, the people want to baptize the child?
Mm-hmm. Generally, yes. People who attend church regularly always choose to have their babies baptized. And sometimes people who don't attend church still say, I'd like to have my baby baptized, and maybe I'll start coming to church. And that's fine, too. We will still baptize the baby.
Mm-hmm.
There's a decrease, definitely, decrease. Yes, because there are so many people to whom church doesn't mean anything anymore. Mm-hmm. But I think that maybe we are going to see that starting to change. I think people are recognizing that they do have a need for God in their lives, and we're going to see more people coming to church. I don't know if you guys are going to be here on Christmas Eve or not, but this church will be packed. And at important occasions, people come to church. They recognize that it's a good place to come. In the old days, of course, this church would have been full every Sunday. But, I've been here now for just over a year, and this is the first baptism in this church since I came. And in the old days, there would be baptisms a lot. Like, you'd probably have 5 children being baptized on a given Sunday, and that would probably happen 3 or 4 times a year. But people are also not having as many babies as they used to have.
Yes, it's true.
So.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.